The Horu Whenua District Council is appealing for anyone with spare housing to help out people displaced by Levin's tornado. Of the almost 40 homes hit on Friday morning, 8 homes are red stickered and 20 more still need to be assessed. And after a big weekend cleaning up, other residents are waiting. Our reporter Kirsty Frame and cameraman Samuel Rillstone were in Levin today.
Strathmore Avenue is home to some of the worst hit houses in Levin. Local resident Joe sped over to his brother's home on Friday to make sure his niece and nephew were okay. The house is damaged and they're waiting for a building assessment.
All they can do is just try and get people out, the assessors out as quick as they can and get people, you know, in safe houses. Like, I worry about this house because, you know, it's had the water through it and it doesn't take long for the mould to grow, you know, and we're in winter now, so the quicker they can get in and get some stuff sorted is, you know, is better for everyone.
More than 5 blocks away on Goldsmith Crescent, electricians were still repairing damage to power lines. Jim Larson's home wasn't hit as bad as his next door neighbour, but he and his wife are still in shock.
And I knew straight away it was a tornado, but we don't get those here, you know, and there's nowhere to go. You can't run down to the basement. And I thought, and just for a few seconds there, as the house was shaking, I felt like a sitting duck. I thought, we're going to go.
He says the community has banded together.
The response from the services has been incredible. You know, fire brigade, civil defence, and just everybody rallying. People came from Wellington. Incredible. Great Kiwi spirit.
The council has a backlog of 20 homes still to assess and almost 40 calls for help cleaning up things like trees and fences. Emergency management advisor and councillor Ross Brannigan says there have been welfare checks on residents across town. He says some people were too overwhelmed and hadn't reached out for help. He says it's a relief that no one has been seriously hurt or worse from the tornado.
This is about people. These emergency responses, you know, buildings can be replaced and can be, and there's an emotional attachment for the owners, the property owners, or the occupants, but it's about the welfare of the people. That's what it's all about.
Council Chief Executive Monique Davidson says everyone who's had to abandon their homes have places to stay right now. But she stressed some are going to need medium-term accommodation.
We are in a housing crisis where we do have limited options across the district, and so I think certainly, you know, for any of your listeners, a message would be that if people know of homes that we could potentially connect people to, that would be really appreciated.
Monique Davidson says an incredible amount of donations from the community have topped up the Merrill Fund for those who will need financial help. The council and central government had each put $100,000 into the pool. Monique Davidson says the money will go towards helping people if things are uninsurable or if they don't have the resources to fix something. Meanwhile, roofers, electricians and construction workers have got a busy week ahead fixing all the damage. Peter from W&A Sheet Metal was dismantling a busted cricket cage today.
There's a lot to do, really. We've got this one here and then we made these a couple of years ago, these cricket cages, and one of them's been thrown and mangled, so we're going to make another one of them. And so, yeah, it's all on this week.
The council expects to get its backlog of house assessments cleared by the end of tomorrow.